Before the attack, 7 out of 10 Frenchmen had a positive view of a pervasive minority of Muslim Frenchmen. France has a deep history with the Arab world. France once had colonies throughout North Africa, and France let go of those colonies peacefully, despite some French nationalists engaging in terrorist acts and attempted assassinations to stop this. France, however, is going through an event, a terrible event. Thousands upon thousands of journalists lose their lives every year. They are assassinated, they are killed, they are imprisoned and treated as an inconvenience. In Saudi Arabia, a blogger who insulted Islam was sentenced to 1,000 whippings. In his first public series of whippings, he was whipped 50 times, 50 out of 1,000. And yet, for a different type of insult to Islam, a far heavier penalty was meted out by a fanatical group. Two brothers and a friend, the oldest brother having trained with Al-Qaeda in the Yemen, engaged in a terrorist attack. They entered the premises of the Charlie Hebdo publication in Paris. They specifically knew who they were targeting by name, and they requested their victims. And their meal, their fasting, was over as their meal of human blood was given to them. AK-47 fire shot out, and 12 individuals, including 3 leading cartoonists and the editor of the infamous rag, lost their lives. But unlike the Boston bombing, the two brothers did not give in that easily. They wreaked havoc, heading towards northern France, it would seem, and killing on their way. A sympathizer also took 4 hostages in a cafe or the like. And along with those hostages, he died. The two brothers, however, engaged in much aggression and much terrorism as they moved about. They were not men on the run in the classical sense. They were not fluid leaking through the bricks to escape. They were something far more dangerous. They were like a lion which had escaped from the zoo. And France and the world held their breath and gasped for air as they watched this terrible event unfold. Many blamed Caliphate, Islamic State as the media call them, ISIS, a group which is not named after a pagan Egyptian goddess. And yet, it was not ISIS which engaged in this terrorism. Al-Qaeda, since the death of their leader and even before then, had lost much of its significance. It engaged in embassy bombings in the north of Africa to match success. It engaged in an attempt upon the World Trade Center and eventually in the missile projectile of 2 aircraft crashing into the Twin Towers on the 11th of September 2001. Al-Qaeda managed to bomb the London Underground and the Spanish trains. Al-Qaeda had been very famous, and yet of late They were even claiming attacks which had nothing to do with them. Failed attacks that had nothing to do with them. Al-Qaeda was on the wane. And yet, two brothers, one of whom travelled to Yemen to train for several months with Al-Qaeda, both brothers having a history of supporting jihadist violence. Both brothers being monitored by intelligence services, achieved something for that terrorist group. Boko Haram might be able to kidnap girls and little boys and men and turn the girls into their wives. Forced marriages, that is. And ISIS might be able to sell women for $10 apiece. Both of which gain publicity from these horrendous, heinous acts. And yet Al-Qaeda has once again showed itself the master of terrorism, instilling terror in the world and creating a global reaction. Muslim leaders around the world condemned the attack. The attack on the notorious French Rag, the magazine whose most recent edition would include a review of a book claiming that Islam was trying to Islamize all of Europe. And yet, around the world, newspapers have published in sympathy with Charlie Hebdo, the very cartoons which created such controversy. And a question is being asked as to whether Marine Le Pen will now be France's first female president, as the French right wing has every chance to capitalize on the killings. Some Frenchmen who I follow have worded quite strong opinions on the matters at hand. One right wing Frenchman, in particular, was raising the fact that France has had a few Islamist terror attacks over recent months. And the question is where France goes from here. Will they make the mistake of George W. Bush? Will they choose to continue to be a European society that supports a multitude of views and beliefs despite a few bad apples? Or will they choose war, extremism, and enmity? What is certain, though, as Europe enters recession, and as Europe becomes more and more susceptible to anti-immigrant sentiments, is that something could well be happening. And if France allows terrorists to dictate policy, such an event is only all the more likely, because Al-Qaeda only benefits if their recruiting is enabled by a West which targets Islam and not simply Al-Qaeda. Thank you very much. My name is Mark Over or Pierre.